I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Let me introduce you to Lila, who's 16 years old. She was actually in algebra class just this morning, elbow to elbow with that shooter, Colt Gray, as he's been named by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. Lila, let me first start with, how are you? How are you coping?
I'm okay. I'm pushing through it, talking to friends, making sure, you know, everyone else is okay, checking on people around me.
Can you bring me back? What happened?
I just remember, like, the moment that it happened, he was at the door, and I knew they were looking for him already, but he was at the door, and they almost let him in until they backed up, and then he turned away, and that's when you hear, like, the first rounds of fire.
So he was in class with you, in algebra class. He left. Then he came back, was at the door, and then knocking to be let back in. Why? You told me something about the doors.
Yeah, they lock automatically, so you have to be let in to come back into our classroom. So I think he wanted to come to us first.
Come to you first to shoot?
Yes, to shoot us class.
And then he was at the door. Student went to open the door, and then what happened?
She backed away. I think she saw him, or maybe somebody said something, but I'm pretty sure she saw that he had a gun, and so she backed away.
And that probably saved, and definitely saved, the lives of the students in that particular classroom. This is all reference, of course, to the shooting at that Georgia high school yesterday. A 14-year-old opening fire, killing four, two fellow 14-year-old students, and two teachers, and wounding numerous others. It is a tragedy every time it happens. But what we have from the left is always immediately rush forward, even before the bodies are buried, to cry out again, get rid of the Second Amendment. Take all guns. Now, we're going to give you more details on what kind of weapon he used, which, again, is going to fit into the narrative of the leftists. And I'm not dismissing the loss of life whatsoever. But the problem is the political angle is always quickly fired up and look for the Kamala Harris team and others to push it forward in this election year. Do you want more students killed in our schools? Of course I don't. Do you want to give away your Second Amendment rights? No, I damn sure don't. And with all the illegals that this administration has led into the nation, we need our protection for our families even more so. I grieve and pray for the parents of those who were killed and for the teachers and their families. But you can't turn the world upside down because of this any more than you can some of the others. And I will remind you, how many leftists have you heard cry out for get rid of the Second Amendment, take away all the guns, following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? How many on the left have even whispered about getting rid of guns? And the other part of that question is how many smirked and smiled since it serves him right. Thanks for joining us. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And following our program, The Allman Report with Jamie Allman. Yes, we're back to back. As once someone said, that is a loaded duo. You bet it is. And glad to have Jamie follow our program and glad to be in place ahead of him and have a chance to set everything up, because he's going to cover some of the same material, but with his own style. So you want to be listening. And reminding you, when we're on the air for you, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook. And, of course, if you miss anything, they all go up as a podcast later at LarryConnorsUSA.com, NewsTalkSTL.com, or, of course, Larry Connors USA Facebook and all the other podcast platforms. Simply search Larry Connors USA. Now, before we continue about the shooting, there's another incident that we're following, and resolution could be still days away before it's finalized. But Hunter Biden was due to go on trial today for numerous charges, and right before they started jury selection, his attorneys pressed forward and said, we want to enter a guilty plea. We got more to break down on that later. But let's go back to the deadly shooting that took place in that Georgia high school as a young student who was in the same classroom with a student before he left the classroom to go get his weapon, and she's describing what she was witnessing.
What happened next?
He turns the classroom to what would have been my right, and he just starts to shoot, and you hear like about 10 to 15 rounds back to back.
What did you hear? What did you think was going on in those moments?
As soon as they didn't let him in, you kind of like, I don't know, I already kind of had a feeling it was going to happen and it was him. But as soon as they didn't let him in and you hear the gunshots, you kind of like, no.
Yeah. They didn't let him in. And I like the policy that they have that once you leave the room, the door is closed, it locks behind you. The teacher's not going to let you back in. You can't just walk back in. I think that's a good deterrent. It's also a way to lock the doors down in case you do have a shooter outside. If the student is able to come into the classroom undetected with a weapon, well, then they're already inside. But he obviously went back out to his vehicle to pick up his weapon or his locker wherever he had placed it. I don't know if they have metal detectors at that school. I know many schools now do, but you spend all morning running kids through because of so many things they bring with them. Now, this particular high school had what a lot of police officers have had to pull from various schools because of the defund police. We hate police. We don't want them. We get fearful sitting in a cafe if an officer walks in because we see their pistol, and we need a safe place. So we don't want school officers on campus, resource officers. I've known several that have done that. They did it partly with the DARE program, as they're trying to get kids off of drugs, but at the same time, just being there on site so you don't have to wait a minute, two, or more for an officer can arrive. These officers are on site. They can get to a location within seconds, and in fact, the way it's being described by one Georgia lawman, that's exactly what happened.
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him, and the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
The weapon that was used in this was an AR platform-style weapon.
I purposely left that in. I could have taken that out. It was an AR-15-style weapon, platform weapon, the breakdown-type weapon. It could have been similar to what was used to shoot at Trump the other day. And of course, you're going to hear the cry again, as I said, from the left. We got to get rid of those AR-15s. We got to get rid of them. Semi-automatic pistols can carry 9 to 11 rounds minimum. That's without an extended magazine on them. It's not the AR-15. It is not the pistol. It is not the gun at all. It is the person. And there were indications that with this kid, a year ago, when he was 13, disturbing information was surfacing. Here's how Fox News broke it down.
We do know the teenager was on FBI's radar since last year. In May 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location and time. The online threats contained photographs of the gun. The subject denied making these threats online. There was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action. Now, authorities went to the 13-year-old's then at the time home, spoke to his father and said he had a hunting gun in the house and that his son never had unsupervised access to the guns.
The FBI referred this information to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office for action. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office identified and located Gray, who is our suspect in this case. They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
Now, here's a very thin line. If they found evidence and on social media that supposedly was tied to him, that he was considering making threats or whatever he was doing that raised the flag for them, they did go investigate. They talked to the father. He said, I have a hunting rifle. We don't know if by hunting rifle you meant something like a .30-06 or if he's talking about the same weapon the kid was using. And if it's not the same weapon, where did his 14-year-old get such a weapon? So that still needs to be fleshed out. But they made an inquiry, but they couldn't get enough information to pursue it deeper. He was, quote, on their radar screen. We have a lot of suspicious people that are on radar screens and so forth for various law enforcement agencies. And sometimes they're suspicious enough that they're going to be put on a no-fly list. In this case, they went and talked to the child, the 13-year-old, and his father, and they had to decide, we don't have anything we can pursue, we can't go forward. What would you do? I mean, I know it's easy to say in hindsight, oh, they should have taken the father's rifle. Well, no, you have no reason to take the father's rifle. Or they should have set up surveillance on that kid. You can't possibly do that and do the job that's required elsewhere in your city, our nation. Red flag laws, maybe that would have done it. We got a red flag law, you just take all the guns out of the house. Fine, if that had been done, it might not have made any difference because we're not sure that that's the same weapon. And red flag laws are too easy to call in someone that you don't like just because they're not mowing their lawn, keeping trash out of the lawn, and you call in and say, they got weapons in the house, and I'm worried they might shoot somebody. Those kinds of idle threats sometimes become serious threats, but how are you going to determine? Teachers supposedly are being better trained to kind of keep an eye on students if they look a little moody, if they look like they're maybe tripping out onto something, or maybe they just seem to be a loner. So many of these shooters, and this one was being described as one of those who knew him, that he just seemed to be alone, didn't really seem to have any friends. That is a clear indication that that might be a troubled kid. Does not mean they're going to go out and grab a gun and start killing. But the kid is obviously needing closer attention. We don't know what the home environment was about, but again, that will be slowly uncovered. But again, I want to caution against the left and the progressives shouting out again, here's another reason for gun control. And again, I ask, how many of them have been shouting out after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? Where are they and have they been? Now, this today was going to be the opening day for the Hunter Biden trial. The Hunter Biden trial on all the charges he's facing. Everything was set in motion, as reported by Fox News earlier this morning.
Guess what starts today? Jury selection in the federal tax trial of Hunter Biden, the second federal criminal case for him this year. The president's son faces 9 tax-related counts, including 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, and could face as many as 17 years in federal prison if he is convicted. It is this simple. Mr. Biden, why didn't you pay your taxes, right?
It really is. Either you pay your taxes or you don't, which is why, Steve, it's been shocking to me that he has not pled guilty up until this point, because for him, the ramifications are going to be much more, because what this tax case is and this trial is going to reveal are very, very embarrassing details, not just about his own life, but potentially about his father, about pay-for-play schemes and the like. And I personally think DOJ is going to be far more aggressive than they normally would, because they have to rehabilitate themselves after being exposed for giving him that plea deal of a lifetime last year. And now there's no real stakes for them because Joe Biden is out of the race, so there's no political impact specifically for him and the 2024 election. Mm-hmm. And he's likely to lose. And so I'm surprised he's going forward, but you know, today starts jury selection, so here we are.
So here we were earlier this morning. But then when it came to gathering the court to start jury selection, the attorneys representing Hunter came forward when he resolved the federal tax evasion case with a plea, maintaining that he's innocent, but willing to accept punishment. Now, of course, the judge's approval will make the final decision, and then there might be additional considerations going forward. This arraignment is known as an Alford plea, acknowledging they've got enough evidence to convict him, and he would accept whatever sentence the judge hands down. But I want you to keep something in mind. As long as Joe Biden is in the White House and serving as president, he could pardon his son, or even commute the sentence. So could Harris. This is just more the political game they play. They finally get their hands caught in the cookie jar, and this, they suddenly admit, yeah, I didn't pay my taxes. That is a very simple issue. Did you pay them or did you not? Did you lie about it? Did you try to cover it up? Were you basically concealing income? Now, the taxes were eventually paid by a friend of his. That doesn't mean that he was not still obligated and had lied and misled the government. That's the sticky part he can't get around. So pleading guilty under the Alford plea, saying, I know you got enough evidence to convict me. I'm just going to go ahead and plead guilty, but I'm really innocent. Come on, Hunter. Are you back on dope again? No, actually, that's a political, I should say, a legal ploy that's often used and accepted, so no surprise there. Listen, what we've got coming up over this hour and the next hour, you do not want to go anywhere. For instance, in the second hour, John Daniel Davidson, executive editor with The Federalist, as to why the Democrats want to keep the U.S. border wide open as an electoral strategy. We all know why they want to have it open, why and hope they're going to get their illegals to vote. But John Daniel Davidson breaks it down in more detail that really unveils some things that maybe you hadn't considered. That's coming up in our second hour. And coming up next, there's an author of a book. He is one of the few doctors in the maternal-fetal medicine realm, much like Dr. Randy Tobler, OBGYN, who had protested COVID shots, especially for pregnant women and their unborn babies. He's written a book, Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. Babies who had no chance as moms were pushed into getting a vaccine. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
My sponsor, Wellington Environmental, has helped thousands deal with hazardous materials. Hospitals, offices, schools, even homes. Here's something new. Wellington now offers dustless blasting. This is just like sandblasting, but without all the dust and emissions. Wellington uses everything from ground glass, walnuts, corn, even dry ice pellets. One university had Wellington remove their parking lot striping because dustless blasting is fast and it does not damage the concrete. So as a business or homeowner, I'm sure you could use this process. industrial tanks, swimming pools, graffiti on buildings. And in fact, Wellington is blasting a Texaco station that will be revised as an historic building. Check the website for details and photos. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com.
While I'm away fighting for my country, my family is left behind to fight loneliness, school and job changes, and tight budgets.
Their duty is to our country. Our duty is to make sure no military family is left behind. Learn more at ASYMCA.org.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
If you haven't been to Lit Cigar Lounge in the District at Chesterfield, you're missing a great experience. Premium cigars, drinks, spacious seating, TVs in every direction. This and more explain why Lit was voted Best Cigar Lounge 2 years in a row. Now you can be at Lit and order Napoli Brothers pizza and pasta delivered to you. In fact, Napoli's just a few doors down, a coal-fired oven giving a unique taste. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, now open in the Chesterfield District.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's stupid, I'm a dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's stupid, I'm a dog. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. A question I had raised repeatedly when, even when vaccines were approved as low as for 6 months old, I'm still asking at that point during COVID, well, what about pregnant women? Obviously, their child, their bearing is less than 6 months old, and yet the women were told, you can, you should get the vaccine. Well, I've got with me right now Dr. James Thorpe. He, along with Cecilia Farber, authors of a book called Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable, and we're talking about unborn children. Dr. Thorpe, glad to have you with us, sir.
Larry, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I've been anxious to have you. We've had to book it two or three times because of your schedule. I know it's very heavy, but I'm glad we finally got it. Let's begin with your view at one point that you're thinking, you're looking like yourself as you're standing in the twilight zone as you're trying to cry out against COVID shots for the unborn.
Well, that's exactly right, Larry. And you know, looking back, this was all pre-planned. And women of reproductive age and pregnant women were actually targeted. And it's very disturbing now having published extensively on my research team, we've discovered some very, very disturbing facts. For example, in early 2021, what happened was that the Department of Health and Human Services essentially bought off and bribed every thread of the fabric of our society. For example, we executed a Freedom of Information Act request from the Department of Health and Human Services because I knew that my three professional organizations, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, had to have been bought off.
Oh, that's a big statement, sir. And can you speak up just a little bit louder? You said bought off, correct?
That's correct. They were bought off. They were given millions of dollars through multiple different programs, and we have 1,400 pages, 50% were redacted, proving that they entered into an under-the-table cooperative care agreement to, in essence, push the draconian HHS COVID-19 narrative. Not just the vaccine, but all of the draconian narratives beginning in 2020. So, yeah, it's very scary. Listen, I've been honored by these three organizations my entire career. So, yes, they control 60,000 OBGYNs. And on September 27th, 2021, they issued an email to every single one of those members stating that if they deviated from the narrative, if they spread misinformation, they would have all of their state licenses and board certifications removed.
I do recall that coming out about that time, and I wondered, well, how's that? And of course, first of all, the fact that it's coming from your board certification group and the agencies that you were under an umbrella and you've been with for decades. What was your thought when they suddenly issued basically an edict that we will take your license if you don't conform?
I was very angry because, listen, I've been honored by these organizations. I was a member of the American Board of OBGYN. I was a board examiner in the 90s. So I immediately got on the phone, and I pitched a fit. And then the executive director, George Wendell at the time, threatened me again. And so I turned around and published a letter, which is a 98-page letter, to all the officers of ABOG, the American Board of OBGYN, and it was published in January of 2022. And basically, I reviewed all the governmental data on pregnancy, exactly as the CDC and FDA said, and it was disastrous. And if that weren't bad enough, it was 98 pages because there were, at that time, Larry, there were 1,019 peer-reviewed medical journal publications documenting severe injury and death after the COVID-19 vaccination in just 12 months. So I sent that to them, and I published it. It was published all over the world. It's on platform, ad infinitum. And after I sent them that, crickets. So
it wasn't just crickets. You got payback. I mean, they came after you.
They failed. They failed they couldn't touch me. Now, we subsequently published, and you'll be interested in this, because I was employed by SSM Health Systems right there in your location in St. Louis.
Right.
And I provided services for them for about 4.5 years. And after I'd been provided testimony around the world, including the United States Senate, several state senates on Tucker Carlson and many other platforms, I knew the axe was coming because SSM Health took $306.9 million in early 2021 and signed the same cooperative care agreement. And my research team, including my attorney and co-author, Maggie Phillip, JD, we published this in almost a year ago. The HHS provided $186 billion, Larry, $186 billion to over 420,000 hospital systems and clinics around the country.
And you,
SM Health was one of them.
You got terminated, correct?
They terminated me for no cause, but they really lied. They terminated me because if they didn't terminate me, they would have had to, they breached the cooperative care agreement with HHS, and they would have had to pay that money back.
So let's look at this. Let's look at this. I've got limited time. I want to really bear down on a couple of things. One of the things that you point out in your book, and again, we're listening to Dr. James Thorpe, he and Celia Farber, my mistake, authors of a book titled Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. We're talking about fetuses, children yet to be born. And you point out that there were multitude of pregnancy complications, miscarriage, stillbirths, and many others that happened after the child was born. Can you definitively tie it to the COVID shot? I mean, I suspect you're exactly right, but there is that question. Well, they might have had a miscarriage or some kind of other issue anyway.
It's irrefutable. The five irrefutable sources, and this is just, I've recently published this, there's essentially five irrefutable sources. And the reason why many consider them irrefutable is because all five of the sources were strongly pushing and gained and were monetized by pushing the vaccines in pregnancy. Those two sources are the CDC, FDA, their system, three of the sources, and the other two sources is Pfizer themselves.
And you and other doctors that were with you, if they cited or even act like they were with you, you became pariahs.
Oh, yeah.
Ostracized and considered
absolutely
goofballs. You really didn't know medicine, despite all your certifications.
Yeah, it was a sham from the very beginning, and you know, it's really speaks very poorly of the healthcare system and most of the physicians. Listen, Larry, the uptake for the COVID-19 vaccine last year was 4%. The uptake in the first quarter of this year is a pathetic 1%. That means 99% of Americans, as of 2024, don't believe the government and don't believe the hospitals and don't believe their doctors. They know they're lying.
And there's a break that once you break that kind of integrity, then you have folks who really need medical help, might need a vaccine of some type, and now they're not going to believe anybody about it. So all this evidence coming out, and even Zuckerberg admitted the other day that, yeah, we bowed to pressure from the White House as to shutting down COVID information, even if it's jokes. Does this now obviously adds credence in my viewpoint, but is it going to rectify anything, and it's too late for some of those children?
That's right. And it's going to, there's been a massive depopulation. And how about Robert Redfield?
Yeah.
How about Robert Redfield coming out and admitting that it was a mistake? And this is a huge big deal. There's an avalanche of data. Listen, birth rates are down. There's a reason why Trump is advertising that he will have all in vitro fertilization funded, because we've had a massive kill off in the United States of America.
And the children, again, are the ones that are the vulnerable ones. Dr. Thorpe, I want to thank you. We're going to have to schedule this again and cover in more detail. Will you be willing to do that with us, sir?
I'd be so honored. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Dr. James Thorpe, co-author of the book Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. And he was, for a period of time, with the Catholic Care Systems, SSM Health of St. Louis. Coming up, the government claims we've got evidence that the Russians are trying to interfere with our election again. They're not saying it's specifically going to help Trump. It's not clear exactly what they're saying. It looks like that's CYA, in my opinion. Muffle Mouth Merrick Garland coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
J. John Beal knows it right after a hailstorm. New roofing companies start popping up everywhere. But the Small Business Administration reports 96% of them go out of business within the first 5 years. So how good is that warranty? John Beal started in the roofing business helping his granddad and his dad. Always offering the best roof, best price, best guarantee. John Beal Roofing, not some fly-by-the-night operation. Call my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
This hour of Larry Connors USA, brought to you by my friends at Renewal by Anderson. And listen to this. Renewal is having a killer of a sale. Buy any window or door. Get a second one. 50% off, zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal has the most five-star reviews of any full-service window company. Simply dial #250, #250, and say the key word, windows.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Loyalty means a lot at J. Ackerman Toyota. That's why during COVID, Ackerman refused to charge over sticker price while others did. Ackerman stayed true to their customers, selling at or below manufacturer-suggested prices. Ackerman will get you what you want, and the service department has the same spirit. You come first. And thank you for making Ackerman Toyota number one in 2023. Ackerman Toyota, AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
She's really losing control.
People in China have been nasty about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
He is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
The United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
Here's some expert advice from McGuire Moving and Storage. If you have a home or business move coming up, you need to book now. Most moving companies are booked 6 to 8 weeks out. So call McGuire now, get an on-site estimate, set a date. McGuire has 85 years of experience and just won the Spire Quality Award. I can personally testify, McGuire goes above and beyond to help the clients. McGuire Moving and Storage, McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Internal documents of the Kremlin describe the content as, quote, bogus stories disguised as newsworthy events, close quote. This malign influence campaign has been referred to as doppelganger. The Russian public relations company drove viewers to these websites by deploying influencers and paid social media advertisements. They also created fake social media profiles, posing as U.S. citizens, post comments on social media platforms with links to the sites. According to SDA's records, it actively sought to, quote, eliminate the possibility of detection of the Russian footprint. Both of the schemes I've just discussed make clear the ends to which the Russian government, including at its highest levels, is willing to go to undermine our democratic process.
Well, there you have it. Merrick Garland, Attorney General, mumble mouth. They're interfering with. He's now admitting, oh my God, the Russians might try to interfere with our election. Is this setting the stage for them putting it all back on trying to swap the election to help Trump win or help Harris win or just interfere to mess everything up? He did say about how some of these agencies have been set up and used by so-called influencers to put out on their social pages information the Russians wanted to spread throughout the American populace, and some of them posing as Americans themselves, so you believe you're hearing from a fellow American suggesting, representing whatever they're trying to do to get your ear, your attention, and buy into whatever they're selling. Snake oil. But at the same time, to confuse you. Listen, with today's AI technology and everything else that exists, compounded by the multiple lies and weaponization of this administration of all of our federal agencies, including health agencies, as we were just discussing, anything is possible. But Garland was holding that conference to point out, look, we're aware of it, and we're going to start doing closer investigations. He said, where there are fake news outlets, yeah, that's Garland saying it, not Trump. Fake news outlets. Well, look at my face of surprise. Really? Some of them are operating and they consider themselves to be legitimate. They're not fake news outlets. Well, he's talking about outlets that appear to be a news organization where they're not. And again, my face of surprise. You mean like CNN and the other state-controlled media? I'm totally appalled. I did not know. Never even suspected. Give me a funny break. But Garland also said, it's not just the Russians.
Unfortunately, we know that Russia is not the only foreign power seeking to interfere in our elections. As the U.S. intelligence community noted 2 weeks ago, we have observed increasingly aggressive Iranian activity during this election cycle. That includes recently reported activities by Iran to compromise former President Trump's campaign and to avoid an election outcome that it regards as against its interests. Those recently reported Iranian activities also include efforts to obtain access to individuals who themselves have access to the presidential campaigns of both political parties.
Both political parties. So there he's trying to lump it in. It's not just going to benefit Trump. They're going after both political parties, Russia, Iran. We haven't gotten around to China and numerous other actors that could get involved. I'm looking at an interview that was done with John Kirby, the National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications. He's being interviewed by a reporter, and she's saying, I guess it's safe to say we're a long way from Russian intelligence packing and dumping emails like they did with the DNC back in 2016. Do you remember that? Russia was dumping emails through various sources into the DNC, and that's how they got John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's right-hand man, to give out his password to his computer and his information. They were fishing for it and saying, basically, hey, we need to correct something. Send us your password so we can get in your computer. And like an idiot, he did. And then again, while you're trying to balance who's this really going to affect, you need to hear what Vladimir Putin did just today. Just today. But before that, let's go back to Merrick Garland as he mealy-mouthed a warning to those who are going to try to interfere with our elections.
The Justice Department's message is clear. We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government. We will be relentlessly aggressive in countering and disrupting attempts by Russia and Iran, as well as China or any other foreign malign actor, to interfere in our elections and undermine our democracy.
You know what? There is no gravitas in that statement, the way he does it. May I do it? May I do it for him? The Justice Department message is clear. We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government. We will be relentlessly aggressive in countering and disrupting attempts by Russia and Iran, as well as China and any other foreign action group trying to interfere in our elections and undermine our democracy. Stick that in your hat. I don't think they felt threatened by what Garland had to say. And then you got Russian President Putin just today stating, reference the presidential election. He said, I told you our favorite, if you can call it that, was the current president, Mr. Biden. He was removed from the race, but he recommended all his supporters to support Ms. Harris. So we will do the same. We will support her. She laughs so expressively and infectiously, it means everything is fine with her. This is Putin. These are remarks by Putin today, expressing support for Harris at a press conference. Now, some are saying, well, he was just mocking the idea that Russia has a preference. If he had said, we like Trump, I will guarantee you, in the old Cajun talk, I will guarantee you, Justin Wilson, that they would be wall-to-wall coverage. Russia's endorsing Trump. Do you think you're going to see anything? I don't mean just the Philadelphia Eagles fake ad that Harris is their candidate, but you're going to see Russia's candidate is Harris. Yeah, they want her in. She just cackles and laughs. And that supposedly makes her a good leader, according to Putin. In the meantime, on the campaign trail, a CBS reporter pointed out why Harris seemed to have so many supporters at a recent rally.
Well, behind me, hundreds of invited Harris supporters are leaving and boarding shuttle buses. This was a departure for Kamala Harris, leaving toss-up states to come to New Hampshire.
Now, the shuttle buses was a key point. Or maybe they had to gather at a point and be brought in. But we've seen other cases where they have cleared out a restaurant, cleared it of customers, and brought people in to pose as diners while they were filming or doing something, and for her to be among them as common people. We know they've been doing that. So there's no doubt to me that she's finding people on the street around there. Hey, get on the bus. We'll give you a hot dog on the way over there, and maybe you'll get a pop once we get there. But Harris and her financial plans would destroy our nation just on the capital gains issue.
We will tax capital gains at a rate that rewards investment in America's innovators, founders, and small businesses.
That would be a lot of billionaires, actually, when you come down to it. But you, if you have a house that you bought was $100,000 when you bought it, now it's worth $200,000, that's capital gains. Of course, you haven't sold it, but they're going after unrealized capital gains as well. So they're going to want $25,000 from you. I haven't sold my house, but we want $25,000. It's gained in value. And, of course, then we have the situation with the illegals all across the nation, our economy and the illegals. And they're going to ramp up and do their best trying to slow all this down. But as Donald Trump says, you look at Aurora, you look at other cities where there are blue city sanctuaries, it's going to repeat itself all over the nation.
Take a look at Aurora in Colorado, where Venezuelans are taking over the whole town. They're taking over buildings, the whole town. And the sheriff, who can blame them? I mean, they have AK-47s. You saw it the other day. They're knocking down doors and occupying apartments of people. The people are petrified. And it's getting worse and worse. You look at New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. And now you look at all over the place. You take a look at Iowa, Idaho, places that never had the problem. They're pouring in. 21 million people, that's bigger than New York, and we have to stop it. And we have to do the largest deportation in the history.
Yeah, but the border czar is largely responsible. Oh, I know, you're not supposed to call her border czar. She was titled Border Czar by Biden. They tried to wipe that out, but we're not going to let them anymore. We're going to let Hillary Benghazi Clinton wipe out her nickname either. And they would have more open borders. They would continue. She insists, well, we will get tougher on the border. She speaks out of both sides of her mouth. She tells her progressive friends, we're going to get more illegals in. And, of course, the idea is that they will vote for us. I'm not so sure they will, but that's their plan. And at the same time tells those that are concerned about the borders, oh, we're gonna shut it down. We had a bipartisan plan. The Republicans killed it because Donald Trump said we need to keep that issue alive for my election. He doesn't tell Congress what to do. Even Republican members of Congress. Bottom line is, your money you were going to have in your plan was only going to add more agents, not to shut the border, but to process illegals faster. Democrat political strategist James Carville says there is one way for Donald Trump to win. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
What I tell my Republican friends, if you want your party back, if you want a kind of pro-business, lower tax, lighter regulatory cuts, you know, stand erect at attention during the anthem, the only way you're going to get that back is through a blowout. If Harris gets 280 electoral votes, it's not going to change. And I think there's a growing recognition of that, not just from kind of elite Washington never-Trumpers, but there's getting to be a sense of that on the ground also.
Yeah, that they're going to need a landslide to make sure they win. That is why I continue to stress to you, regardless of what polls say, that maybe Trump is closer, maybe down a bit, but within margin, you go to the poll, you make sure your friends and like-minded people do the same thing. A blowout. Or as Trump has said, too big to rig. Kamala Harris, according to one source, will be the next president of the United States. Actually, this falls back into my prediction of an October surprise, which may happen the latter part of this month. Biden will simply step aside and she will be automatically President Biden until January when we get Trump in. But you'll have a chance. But there's a guy known as historian Alec Lichtman, also known as Nostradamus, and he's predicting in a New York Times video, saying, I have predicted the last two presidential elections correctly. He said, I've done it all the way back since 1984. This 77-year-old says, I've got three big keys that will tap into the performance of which party's going to win. Now, the way Breitbart writes it, it lays out several items. I've got time for some now. I'll get more in the second hour. But for one thing, they're all untrue assumptions. He argues the Biden-Harris administration economy is a success. It ain't. He argues the Biden administration foreign policy is a success. It ain't. I know, improper grammar. Put me with the Walls family. No, please. Well, the Walls family, but not with Tim Walls. Third point, there is no sustained social unrest during the term of Biden. I guess that's ignoring those pro-Palestinian protests that are still active on college campuses. We're going to break this down more in the second hour. You don't want to miss some of the other idiot remarks he makes. And coming up in the next hour, John Daniel Davidson, executive editor with The Federalist, on how the Democrats want that border open as an electoral strategy. A lot to cover. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.